it'll be 4 years this September. September the 7th, he was in the accident. September the 8th, he died. He was killed on the A258 while cycling to Deal to meet Deal Tribe Cycling Group and his dad. And he was taken out by a van. People say it gets better with time, but it's still very, very hard. I personally knew that Daniel had gone on September the 7th, but obviously you have to wait and they do what they call a brain test. And during that time, I'd already spoken to his dad. It just sort of came out of the blue. It came to me and said, if the worst comes to the worst, how do you feel about this? And his dad was quite shocked at the time that I'd even given that a thought. But because I knew my son and I knew what kind of person he was, I knew that this was the right thing for him and for us as a family. So we made that decision when we were told the devastating news that he's never going to come round. We decided that we would, what organs he had that were still good, we decided to give them and give somebody else a chance of life that he so sadly lost. The only people I've had contact with, not that I've spoken to the person, but we've had letters from the lady who's had the kidney transplant from Daniel, and she's always telling us how amazing she's doing and what a wonderful gift. I mean, I got a letter on Saturday, and it threw me, I will say that, just saying that you give me a wonderful gift in your darkest of hours, which it really is for any parent that, or anyone that has to go through that. But then when you get a letter like that, it's nice, but on the other hand, it does still hurt quite a lot. In a nice way, you know, he's alive in somebody else. It has prompted me to maybe get in touch with, I have sent an email to get in touch with the transplant team to try and find out more about the recipients, because I think I've come to that point where I would like to, I'm not sure whether I would like to know, but part of me does want to know, if you know what I mean. It's a conflict of things sometimes. No, and I do know that I've met a few parents that have said no. You know, as much as it brings it all back to the forefront of my mind and to his dad's mind and to his sister's, we do like to know that he's still with us in some kind of form, if you know what I mean. At the end of the day, if there's a chance that someone can have a second chance on life, then they should be given that chance.